secret.
这个秘密就是他们是有异象的。
That secret is that they were a people with a heavenly vision.
如果没有异象，民就放肆，这是箴言的话。
In Proverbs it says that people without a vision are scattered.
任何一个人能够活在神的面前，如果他的眼睛没有被打开，这是不可能的。
You can't live a life before the Lord if your eyes have not been opened.
除非我们的心被打开了，我们能看见神在做什么。
Unless the eyes of our hearts are opened and we see what the Lord is doing.
神到底是哪，是怎么样一位神？
And what kind of God he is.
他把他自己向我们启示。
And how he has revealed himself to us.
我们认识他是谁，也认识他的旨意是什么。
If we come to know him and know his will.
然后我们的人生就改变了。
Then our life will be changed.
然后我们就知道我们当如何活在这个世界上。
Then you'll know how you ought to live in this world.
我们就不再是一个没有方向的人。
So we will not become a people that's directionless.
由古以来都是如此。
It's the same way from all throughout history.
我常常有的时候听见弟兄姊妹说 我人生我个人没有什么方向。
I often hear people say, for my personal life, I don't really know where I'm going.
有的人说，我们教会在地上好像也没有什么方向。
Or people say, the church in this world has no direction.
只有随波逐流。
It just kind of goes with the flow.
我想，这是只有一种东西是随波逐流的。
I think there's only one kind of thing that goes with the flow.
那就是死的鱼。
That's a dead fish.
只有一种东西可以逆流而上的。
There's something that can go against the grain.
就是活的鱼。
A live fish.
我们这里最有名的鱼就是 salmon.
We know that the fish that's popular in the Northwest are the salmon.
哦，请大家这个手机一定要关掉哈。
Please turn off your cell phones.
能够逆流而上，这是今天在这个世界里头证明你有生命。
If you're able to go against the grain in this world, it means that you have life.
我今天要继续讲的就是这个先知耶利米。
Today I want to continue on the message on the prophet named Jeremiah.
耶利米他所在的时代是一个非常特别的时代。
It was a very special time during the time of Jeremiah.
是什么时代呢？就是以色列人历史的这个国家的最后40年。
It was during the last 40 years of the existence of the nation of Israel.
这个先知被神兴起来，他只为着一个目的。
And this prophet was raised up by the Lord for one purpose only.
就是用神的话来警告那一个时代的人。
That is to warn the people of that generation with God's word.
他的40年跨越四个皇帝。
In his 40 years, he went through 4 different kings.
这四个皇帝只有头一个皇帝还是好的。
Only the first of the 4 was a good king.
那如果你读这个历代志下从34章一直到36章这几章最后几章圣经。
If you were to read 2 Chronicles from chapter 34 to 36.
你就知道这四个王只有第一个王叫约西亚还是一个好王。
There's only, you know, the four kings, only the first king, King Josiah, was a good king.
他前面的王是坏王。
The king before him was also a bad king.
他登基的时候只有八岁。
And when he took over the throne, he was only 8 years old.
但是他这么小的年纪，他就有一个敬畏神、愿意照神的话去行的心。
But even at that small age, he had a heart to follow the Lord and do according to the Lord's word.
他就爱神。
And he loved God.
从那么小的年纪他就开始寻求神。
And even from such a small age, he sought after the Lord.
所以神祝福他。
So the Lord blessed this king.
他做除掉偶像的事情。
He did work that took away all the idols in the country.
他洁净圣殿。
He cleaned out the temple.
他把该献的祭献给耶和华。
He offered the right kind of sacrifices to the Lord.
一切都是照着圣经上所说的话去行。
He did everything according to the words of the Bible.
所以他的一生就蒙福，他的国家也就从危机转向了一个生机。
So he was blessed, and his country was turned away from a critical point.
但是很不幸，他的到了他的晚年。
But unfortunately, during his older years,
因为神这么祝福他，
because the Lord has so blessed him,
他就开始相信我做什么事情神都祝福。
He believed that he could do anything, the Lord would still bless him.
那么他就去跟一个埃及王打仗。
And he engaged in a war with the king of Egypt.
埃及王跟他说，我不是来找你麻烦，你不要跟我打，你不是我的敌人。
The king of Egypt told him beforehand, "Don't bother me, then I wouldn't bother you."
我是来找你的邻居算账的。
I have problems with your neighbor, not you.
但是他没有听。
But this king didn't listen.
他就出去打仗。
He went out to battle.
就死掉。
And he died.
那么从这件事情之后，后面几个王就一个不如一个。
And the kings after him are just one is worse than the other.
所以这个四十年里头，神就借着一个那个时代有好几个神的仆人，那么中间最典型的，我们这次要交通的就是耶利米。
During that time, God has raised up different servants, but the one we want to look at today is Jeremiah.
我讲过了两篇关于耶利米的道。
I've had two previous messages on Prophet Jeremiah.
第一篇讲到他的呼，神对他的呼召。
The first message spoke of God's calling to him.
那个时候他大概只有二十岁。
He was probably 20 years old at the time.
神的呼召临到他。
And God's calling came upon him.
神要他起来为神说话。
God wants him to speak for him.
所以你可以看得出来，八岁的王神可以使用，二十岁的这个先知神可以使用。
So you can see that God can use a king who was 8 and a prophet who was 20.
所以青年。
So young people.
你们蛮有希望。
There is a lot of hope for you.
神在我们每一个青年人身上都有很高的盼望。
God has high hopes for each young person.
如果你的心智是对的。
If your heart is right before him.
神就要把天向你打开。
God will really open heavens to you.
第二次讲到，我就讲到他的意象。
My second message on Jeremiah is about his vision.
记得吗？耶利米的意象是什么？
What was Jeremiah's vision?
耶利米的意象跟其他的先知来比的话，他是最不轰轰烈烈了。
If you compare Jeremiah's vision to the other prophets, his was kind of bland.
摩西有很轰轰烈烈的经历。
Moses had a great, glorious experience.
对不对？但是耶利米他看到的两样东西。
But Jeremiah just saw two things.
一个是一个杏树枝
When it is an almond tree branch
这个不 exciting
Not very exciting
对不对一个杏树枝
Just a branch
然后另外一个呢是一个大锅子
The other one is a boiling pot
啊一个锅子倒下来
And it was being poured out
所以这个看一个锅子看一个树枝你说有什么兴奋的地方
So it's not very, and a very exciting thing just to see in your vision a branch and a boiling pot
但是你没有想到这两个符号神就要说出他对那个时代的旨意
But the Lord used those two signs speaks of his will and his heart for that generation
他的那个锅说出神的审判
that
说这个神的震怒要从北方倾倒下来。
The boiling pot spoke of God's judgment and his wrath is going to be poured out.
这里的人民有一天要被一个王从北方那就是巴比伦王来扫灭。
And the people will be exiled and defeated by a king from Babylon.
有的人要死亡，有的人要被掳。
Some will die and some will be taken away from their homelands.
这是那个锅所代表的意思。
That's what the pot represented.
那一个杏树枝代表什么呢？
And that almond tree branch.
我们知道杏树枝它所代表的意义，一方面是讲到在他们的祖先亚伦的时代有十二根杖，中间有一根杖是亚伦的杖。那天在会幕里头能够发芽能够开花能够结果
thing that they remember among their ancestors Aaron had a branch it was the only one among the 12 that was able to have bud and blossom overnight
所以在那个意象里头神就提醒他只有在这一个启示里头这个话语是出于神的权柄
So God showed him that only this is his word, only this has his authority.
因为在这里面看到的是复活的生命。
Only in this branch can you see a resurrected life.
所有其他的人都说我们是奉神的旨意说话的。
All, there's a lot of other people are saying we're speaking for the Lord.
都是挂着上帝的名。
And they all go about carrying God's name.
从表面上看，看起来这些人都好像一律平等。
But it seems like they're all about the same.
每一个人都可以替神说话。
They can all speak for God.
但是只有这一个是有复活生命的。
But only one has a resurrected life in it.
所以你能看到他说的话虽然都是反潮流，跟时代是完全不相称的话。
Even though you see that the words of Jeremiah, the warnings of Jeremiah are against that generation.
可是那些话是出于神的。
But these words are from God.
人是不要听的。
People didn't want to hear.
但是这个话带着权柄，带着能力。
But his word had authority and had power.
其他的那些人说的话都是很合乎潮流的。
All the other people's words are with the times.
那么可是那些话都是假先知 假基督所说的话。
But these are the words of the false prophets.
所以这个就是神在那里用一个很简单的符号来提醒耶利米你要替我说话。
So this is a simple sign that God gave to Jeremiah to remind him that you are to speak for me.
这是十二月的头上我讲的第二篇信息。
And that message was shared in early December.
那今天呢我要讲第三篇信息。
And today I want to share my third message on Jeremiah.
第三篇信息我就要讲到这个人 神给他这个意象之后托付给他一个什么使命。
We'll talk about after God's given Jeremiah a vision, what kind of ministry did God give him?
因为神把他的心把他自己跟他的心意向人启示之后，
Because after God has revealed himself and his will to the people,
下面就带来一个责任。
It comes with a responsibility.
有一个任务交给他。
There is a job he has to do.
要他来完成。
That he needs to accomplish.
那么同样神今天把我们从这个世界分别出来，让我们成为他的祭司，他的儿女。
In the same way, God has separated us from this world so that we can become his children and his priests.
神给我们也有任务。也有使命。
God's also given us a job and a ministry.
就刚我们刚刚弟兄带我们念的一开始念的那段圣经唱的那首诗歌。
Just like the first scripture we read today earlier in Matthew's.
啊，我们这些基督徒是世上的盐，又是世上的光。
Christians today, we are the salt and light of this world.
那么到底我们在这个地上生活的时候，有没有盐的味道，有没有光的这个信息，让这个黑暗的世界能够知道呢？
But as we live in this world, do we give out the saltiness of salt, and do we give out light in this world so people can see the glory of God?
所以这就是耶利米他看到这个异象之后，他后面的那个四十年要有的任务。
So this God's given Jeremiah a ministry for him to carry out after he's received the vision.
那么你就会发现神告诉他你的工作有六个方面。
God told him that there are six aspects to your work.
记得吗？有四个是消极的，有两个是积极的。
Four are passive, two are active.
他说我要你出去替我说话。
The Lord said you are to go out and speak for me.
那么他说你要拔出撤毁毁坏倾覆。
You are to pluck up and to break down and to destroy and to overthrow.
这是神借着他的话，借着他的手，要在这个地上所做的工作。
This is the work that God will do through His word and through His hands.
把那一切不合乎神旨意的，通通要拔出来，要把它撤毁，要把它毁坏，要把它推翻。
All the things that's not according to God's heart, He will pluck up and He will break down, He will destroy and He will overthrow.
神做事不是做小事，他要做大事。
God does big works.
要做惊天动地的事。
He will do an earth-shattering work.
为什么？
Why?
为了后面有两个积极他要做的。
For the purpose of doing the two active things later.
消极的他把所有不合乎神的东西统统拆光。
He will take away all the things that are not according to his heart first.
积极的有两个，一个是建立，一个是栽植。
And then he will do two positive things, that is to build and to plant.
这是神在那个时代所要完成的，就借着这个仆人来做见证。
And that's the message God wants that servant to carry out.
所以，那么，你就可以发现在那个四十年的里头， 在不同的王朝的管制之下。
So in Jeremiah's 40 years of ministry, through the reign of different, four different kings,
只有我刚刚说的，只有第一个王是好王。
There's only one good king, the first one.
其他三个王都是坏王。
The other three were bad.
所以在这样的一个潮流之下，
So in such a generation,
从上到下通通腐烂。
There's corruption from the highest power to the lowest.
是在这样的一个时代中，他怎么样为神做见证？
Now, how does he bear God's witness in such a time?
你说容易呢，还是简单呢？
Was it easy?
很难，非常困难。
Yeah. It was very difficult.
你怎么能够对着王说他心里面不喜欢听的话？
How do you say to a king that the things that he doesn't want to hear?
你怎么样对他的臣仆，对他的所有的人民说不合潮流的话？
How do you say to the king's people the words that are against their time?
很难的。
That's a very difficult thing to do.
今天我们知道讲话很难，对不对？
We know that talking is hard.
说错了就得罪人。
It's very easy to say something wrong and offend people.
所以今天就很多的时候我们就学得聪明了。
So we learn to be smarter.
叫做沉默是金。
We just don't say anything.
Silence is gold.
Silence is gold.
我们就不说话。
So we don't say anything.
这算聪明人。
That's the smart people.
狡猾一点的人呢，就是见人说人话。
If you're more cunning, you say the right things to the right people.
后面一句我就不说了。对吧？这就是今天我们在这样的一个时代里头，我们总是小心说话。
So in a time like this generation, we're very careful as to what we say.
因为我们怕得罪人。
Because we're afraid to offend people.
因为尤其有许多有权有势的人，我们更惹不起了。
Especially those people with power, we don't want to bother them.
但是，这不是神在这个地上，在尤其在这个黑暗的时代，他的旨意不是这样子。
But that's not God's.Will for a dark generation.
他兴起他的见证，要做光与做盐。
He will raise up a people for his testimony who will be his salt and his light.
那也就是说，明知不可能，但是也要得做。
That means even though you think it's impossible to do, you still have to do it.
明知人不喜欢，你还是得说。
That means if you know people are not going to like it, you still have to say it.
所以神就给这个年轻人一个很大的鼓励。
So God encouraged this young person.
他说不要怕。
To not be afraid.
因为我们为什么不敢说呢？就是一个怕。
The reason we don't say anything is because we're afraid.
神就鼓励他说不要怕。
God encouraged him to not be afraid.
啊，在第一章的第七节第八节说得很清楚的。
In chapter one of verses 7-8 says.
啊。他说我你不要怕他们。
The Lord said to not be afraid.
那么我要让你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙。
Because I have made you today as a fortified city and as a pillar of iron and as walls of bronze.
你就去说我要与地上的君王、首领、祭司、众民反对。
Against the whole land, the kings of Judah, to its princes, to its priests, and to the people of the land.
你看这里所讲的，王、首领、祭司、众民，也就全天下。
So he got mentioned the kings, its princes, its priests, and all the people of the land. So that's everybody.
说反对的话。
To say the things that they don't want to hear.
哎呀，这是何等的挑战！
What a challenge!
就是对当权派。提出反对
That is to go against the power of its time.
就是对所有当时的人民提出反对
That's to go against the people of that time.
反对什么？反对一切不合乎神旨意的事情
Going against everything that they do that's against God's will.
他们要攻击你的
They will attack you.
他们要你的命的
They will want to take your life.
但是不要怕
But God said don't be afraid.
为什么？
Why?
因为我与你同在
Because I am with you.
这是神给他唯一的保证。
And that is the only guarantee that God gave him.
所以这个年轻人从他20岁一直到60岁。
So this young man from the age of 20 until he was 60.
那40年漫长的岁月里头
In those 40 years,
他就照着神告诉他什么他就说什么
he said whatever God told him to.
他做了一个忠心的见证人在那个黑暗的时代里。
And he was a faithful witness in that dark time.
那么我下面就要来举一些他神要他说过的话。
And I want to mention to you now some of the things that God wanted him to say.
比如说在这个约雅敬的时代约雅敬王的这个时代里头就是第三个王
During the time of the third king.
那么他在第二十五章
In chapter 25 of Jeremiah.
9节到10节
Verses 9 and 10.
25章9节到10节我必招北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来攻击这地和这地的居民并视为一切的国民我要将他们进行灭绝以致他们令人惊吓嗤笑并永久荒凉这是耶和华说的我又要使欢喜和快乐的声音新郎和新妇的声音推磨的声音和灯的亮光从他们中间止息
God said, Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, declares the Lord, and I will send Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against its inhabitants, and against all these nations around about, and I will utterly destroy them and make them a horror and a hissing and an everlasting desolation.Moreover, I will take from them the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of millstones and the light of the lamp.
这些事情都没有发生。
All these things didn't happen.
只是他说在前面就有这样大祸临头。
It hasn't happened yet, but God is saying these things will happen.
因为这是根据于他那个意象，那个锅子的意象，就是根据那个意象，他下面说出刚刚我们念的这句话。
That is according to the vision of that boiling pot.
你想想看，如果我告诉你，你，我们前面是这种日子，你听得进去，听不进去
？If I were to tell you these kind of days are coming for us.Would you like to hear that?
我们没有人听得进去。
Nobody wants to hear that.
现在我们是一月一年新年的刚刚开始。如果我告诉大家，今年年底我们将来会有怎么样怎么样怎么样一大堆可怕的事情要发生，你们愿意听吗？没有人愿意听，连我都不愿意讲，都不愿意讲，何况还听呢
？You don't want to hear now in the beginning of the year in January that by the end of the year all these horrible things are going to happen. Nobody wants to hear that. Even myself, I don't want to hear that.
对不对？这是人之常情。
That's very natural for any human being.
但神告诉他，你去讲。
But God told him to go and tell these people that.
前面就是大祸临头，尼布加尼撒王他要来，这个外邦人的王要来，把这个整个的地方给毁了。
You will have tragedy ahead. The king of Babylon will come and just utterly destroy your land.
人要被杀。
People will be killed.
东西全部通通要被毁掉。
And he will destroy all things.
所以。这样的话他得讲
And he has to say things like that
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
你说那是几千年前的事情跟我没有什么关系
You may say that this happened thousands of years ago didn't have anything to do with me
我要说同样的话
But I want to say the same words to you
因为从我所读的圣经
Because from the scripture that I've read
我们知道一件事
We know
在主耶稣第二次回来之前
that before the Lord's second coming,
这个地上要有一个时间叫做大灾难
There will be a time of great tribulation on this earth
这个大灾难不是地区性的而是全球性的
It's not just localized tribulation but it's a global tribulation
有一灾二灾三灾打击在这个地上
There are going to be various numbers of attacks on this earth.
我们的山，我们的水都要起极大的改变。
There will be changes in our mountains and in our waterways.
不管是这个淡水也好， 咸水也好，都要起可怕的改变。
Whether it was in the streams or in the oceans, there would be different. There would be a lot of changes.
生态、太阳、空气、水，全部要起大的改变。
Our nature, in our sun, in our air,
到那个日子
be changed.
圣经告诉我们，人要求生不容易，要求死还死不了。
The Bible tells us at that time, even if you wish to be dead, you couldn't wish for such a death.
有瘟疫。
There will be diseases, plagues.
有恐怖。
There will be terror.
有地震。
There will be earthquakes.
而且是大很大的大地震。
And it'll be big earthquakes.
这些都是神借着他的圣经中的仆人所说过的话。
These are the words that God has spoken through His servants.
而告诉我们有一个时间。
To tell us that there will be a time.
那个时间就是看犹太人什么时候复国。
That time is based on when the Jewish nation become reunited.
也就是说，无花果树什么时候发芽、长嫩、发叶的时候。
When that fig tree will blossom again.
所以如果我们相信主的话是真的，
If we believe the word of the Lord is true,
那我要请问那个时间到了没有？
Then I will ask you this, has that time come?
以色列复国了没有？
Has the Jewish nation become a nation again?
1948年，
That happened in 1948.
到今天以色列已经建国了50多年。
And the Israel nation has become a country again for 50 some years now.
所以证明神的预言，耶稣基督的预言是就在我们的眼前应验了。
That just tells us that the prophecy of Jesus has now become true before our eyes.
所以那个说要来的灾难就怎么样，就不是很远很远的事。
So,
接着就会来的。
So the tribulation that he spoke of is not too far away.
我们现在所看见的这些911以后的这些事件，就是现在21世纪以来，每天我们看到这些事情，都是指着那个大灾难前的所谓的 prelude, 序曲。
All the awful things that we see happen ever since 9/11 are but preludes before the great tribulation actually comes.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，醒一醒。我们现在是什么时间？
So brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up to know what time it is.
我们现在的时代就是耶利米的时间。
We're in the time of Jeremiah.
听懂了没有？耶利米是古时候的人。
Jeremiah was a man in history.
但是他所在的那个时代的那个时代性。
But the generation that he was living in, the type of generation it was.
就是我们现在的时代。
Is the same type as ours.
人远离神。
People are far away from God.
外邦人远离神，那不去说他。
If the Gentiles were far from God, it doesn't really
matter. 耶利米时代的是以色列人远离神呢。
But at the time of Jeremiah, the Israelites were far away from God.
是神的选民应该侍奉神的，结果远离神。
They were God's chosen people. They were supposed to serve God.
他们远离神是怎么远离法呢？
How have they departed from God?
耶利米书告诉我们，他们是一面听到，心却远离我。
Jeremiah says that even though they were hearing the words, but their hearts have departed from God.
他们不是不献祭，有献祭。
They still offer sacrifices.
但是是外表。
But it was just a ritual.
他们不是不聚会，他们也一样到圣殿来礼拜。
They still go to the temple and observe the holidays.
但是是外表。
But it was just an outward show.
他们是用嘴唇亲近我。
They draw close to the Lord with their lips.
心呢，却远离我。
But their hearts are far away from Him.
他们是一面听我讲道。
On one hand, they hear God's words.
一面去侍奉偶像，敬拜那些假神。
Yeah, on the other hand, they go and worship.
也就是说，那个时代，耶利米的时代，为什么遭受神的咒诅？它的根本原因在哪里？
So the reason that generation was cursed by the Lord is
是表面是宗教的生活，后面却是完全另外一个故事。
Because they live and an outward religious life, but the core was different.
没有全心全意的来归向耶和华。
They did not give themselves wholly over to the Lord.
这就是那个时代灭亡的原因。
That's the reason that generation had to fall under.
那么今天我们的时代又如何呢？
And what is our generation like today?
我们自己说。我们这个时代比他们那个时代好吗？
If we were to honestly say, are we better than they were?
我们只有扪心自己问自己了。
We can only ask ourselves that question.
我们到底有没有真的照着圣经的话来过应该过的生活呢？
Are we really living according to what the Bible tells us to?
我想我们有很多的时候我们自己扪心自问我们会非常的清楚的。
I think that the answer is clear if you're really to ask yourself that question.
所以小心啊。
So you really have to be aware.
我们现在的时代就是耶利米的时代。
We are living in a generation of Jeremiah.
神给耶利米的时代总共四十年。
God gave that generation 40 years.
然后这个神说的这个预言这个咒诅就临到他们。
Then this prophecy that God spoke of came upon them.
我们再来看他还要说什么话。
Let's see what else he says.
耶利米书二十九章十节到十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 10 to 12.
这是在最后一个王西底家王的时候他说的话。
God spoke these words during the time of the last king.
那在这个时候巴比伦王已经来过了，因为巴比伦王来到这个地方一连三次。每隔几年来一次，三次。
This time, King of Babylon had already came upon them a couple of times because he comes
altogether three times.
Altogether three times, he's been there already twice.
那么第一次来就掳去了一批人。
The first time he came, he took a bunch of people into exile.
对，那么考一考，他第一次掳的最有名的一个人是谁
？Who was the most famous person that he took with him the first time?
Daniel.是丹以理
Daniel、
丹以理跟当时的 王宫里面的这些贵族就被掳到巴比伦去了。
Daniel and all of the princes and the important people of the palace were exiled into Babylon.
神就在那里很感叹。
And God was sighing.
感叹，神在感叹什么呢？
And why was that?
我已经把这个棍子已经打下来了。
That I have already hit youOnce.
这个巴比伦王已经把你们修理过了。
The king of Babylon had already come and dealt with you once.
应该怎么样？
What should you have done now?
啊，一个孩子被爸爸妈妈修理过以后应该怎么样？
If a child's been disciplined once, he should have what?
醒悟过来，悔改。
He should have known better. He should have
repented. I'm sorry, I was wrong.
He should have apologized.
但是很稀奇。
But interestingly,
没有。
They didn't do that.
这些被修理过剩下来的人
The people that were left
应该要悔改的
They should have repented
没有
But they didn't
他照样我行我素
They continued to do what they always did
所以神都 amazing
So God was even amazed by them
那么现在到了这个西底家王了
Now you come to the very last king
神还要跟他们讲一点好话
And God will say some nice things to them.
你看，从二十九章十节十二节。
Chapter 29 from verse 10.
耶和华如此说：为了巴比伦所定的七十年满以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们人回此地。耶和华说：我知道，我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。要叫你们末后有指望，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you, to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
所以说我有责罚。
So the Lord said, I will judge you.
我有管教。
I will discipline you.
七十年。
For 70 years.
那说为什么七十年不七年就够了吗？
might say, isn't 7 years enough? Why 70?
70有两个意思。
70 has two meanings.
第一个意思,
First,
他们欠神70年。
They owe God 70 years.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
七七, 啊, 应该是这样讲。 每七年照神的律法,
according to God's law, every 7 years,
应该是一个叫什么年? Sabbath, 安息年,
should be a Sabbath year.
安息年就是那一年, 什么工都不可以做,
in the year of Sabbath, you are not to do any work.
要让地休息,
and the land even is to be rested.
那一年是大家一起来敬拜神、侍奉神。 应该是一个快乐的年。
It's a year of jubilation when people come together and they just worship God.
这是神律法上的规定。
So that's what God had said in His law.
结果犹太人呢? 有没有照着这个神的规定去做?
But did the Jewish people do according to that law?
嗯, 你知道我们中国人也是跟犹太人是一样的。
You know, the Chinese are a lot like the Jews.
我们如果中国人开了饭店,
if it's a Chinese restaurant,
是一天一个礼拜开什么？七天。
They're open 7 days a week.
对不对？ Right. 人家休息，我们照开不误。
Everyone else is closed, but we're open.
为什么？
Why?
那一天如果不干活，不是浪费了吗？
Because it would be a waste if they didn't open, they didn't work that day.
那一天人家不干，正好我们干，钱还可以赚得更多。
It's a good day to earn money because everyone else is closed.
所以我们就变成非常的苦干实干，休息也照干。
So we become a people that just labors and works even when it's time to rest.
犹太人也是一样的。
It's the same with the Jews.
哎呀，一年不做工，那怎么得了啊？
How can they rest for an entire year?
这个土地不是浪费了吗？ 生产力都浪费了吗？
Wouldn't this field go to waste?
所以他们，神是讲七年休息，他们每年照样种地生活。
So even though God told them to rest for 1 year after seven, they still did anyway.
这样子，每年偷神一年，这样子累积。
So they've stolen a Sabbath year from God every 7 years.
好像神都不讲话哈。It
seemed like God didn't say anything.
这样子偷了几个圈呢？
How many cycles did it go through?
10圈。
10.
对不对？ 10圈。 所以 应该是几圈，七年少一年，这样子有七十圈，对不起，七十圈。
So every 7 years they steal a year from God, so 70 times later.
所以他们整整是490年这么长的历史里头，每年欠神一年。
So in their 490 year history, they stole a year from God every 7 years.
所以现在神说全部还我。
So God said that you are to give those years back to me.
让你们干脆就搬到外国去了。
I will just move all of you to a foreign country.
你们想种地都没有地方给你种。
Even if you want to work in a field, you wouldn't have a field to work in.
对不对？ 所以他们就搬到巴比伦。 你们喜欢拜偶像吗？
So if they were taken away to Babylon.
巴比伦是什么地方啊？ 是偶像的发源地。
Babylon was the origin of idol worship.
那里有千万的偶像，让你们拜个够。
There are millions of idols. If they want to worship idols, they can just go at it.
而且让你们70年去拜拜看。
And you can do that for 70 years.
到底拜真神你们不愿意的话，现在让你们拜尝一尝拜假神的滋味。
If you don't want to worship a true God, now let's have you try at worshiping idols.
所以70年。 是出自于这个原因。
So that's why the 70 years.
还有一个原因,
another reason.
摩西说过一句话, 诗篇90篇第10节。
Moses said in Psalm 90 verse 10,
人一生的年岁是70岁。
The years of a man is about 70 years.
若是强壮,
if you were strong,
80岁。
80.
所以你活了80，你算是强壮的人。
So if you're 80, you're strong.
所以 把犹太人掳到巴比伦70年，神说我就让你们回来。
So God told the Israelites, you will be exiled for 70 years, then you'll come back.
也就是说，这样要过去，要有一代的人完全消失。
Which means one generation will pass before you'll come back.
然后你们的下一代可以回到我所赐给你们祖宗的这块地，重建家园。
And then your next generation will come back to the place that I gave to your ancestors and rebuild.
所以这个地方就看到神借着耶利米就说出将来的远景。
So God spoke through Jeremiah of the future.
所以你可以看到神借着先知一面说出神的审判，神的管教，一面就说出管教之后神还有什么祝福，还有恩典。
So through this prophet, on one hand Godtold the people of his judgment, of his discipline, but on the other hand, he also told them, after the judgment, after the discipline, there will be blessing.
可是稀奇的事情是这样。
But what's interesting is,
只要神说了什么话，下面一定有人说相反的话。
The moment God's word came out, there's always somebody who will say something against it.
那个时候很多人就听不进去这个话。咱们七十年太久了。
At the time, a lot of people didn't like what Jeremiah said because they would say 70 years is so long.
所以就有很多的所谓的先知起来说，我们明年就回去了。
So there were a lot of so-called prophets who would say, "No, we can go back next year."
昨天我做了一个梦，神说过两年就回去了。
They would say, "Last night I had a dream. God told us we can go back in a couple of years."
所以就很多很多的人就在那里自说自话，就说。神告诉我说什么时候就要回去。
So there are a lot of false prophets at the time are saying God told me we can go back at this time.
但是这些都不是神说的。
But those are not from God.
因为神说要等70年。
Because God said you are to wait 70 years.
但是 人听不进去，因为70年 means 这是我儿子的那一年，不是我回不去了。
Because people didn't want to hear it because 70 years means I don't get to go back. Only my son will get to go back.
所以你看到神答应将来有恢复的日子，可是人就没有这个信心。
So you see that God promises that there will be a time for rebuilding, but men didn't have that faith.
那么神这样做有什么原因呢？有什么意义在那里呢？
So what is the meaning behind all of these things that God is doing?
那我们要来看这里面有一段很重要的圣经要大家来读的。
We need to look at a very important passage in here.
30章。
In Jeremiah chapter 30.
30章第九节。
From verse
9. 30章第九节到第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
你们却要侍奉耶和华你们的神和我为你们所要兴起的王大卫，故此耶和华说，我的仆人雅各不要惧怕，以色列啊不要惊慌，因我要从远方拯救你，从被掳之地拯救你的后裔，雅各必回来得享平静安逸，无人使他害怕。
Verse 9, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, declares the Lord, and do not be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar and your offspring from the land of their captivity. And Jacob will return and will be quiet and at ease, and no one will make him afraid.
这里有一个应许。
There is a promise in here.
这个应许是什么？
And what is that?
将来你们要回来。
You will return.
有一个王要赐给你们。
And he will raise up a king for you.
这个王的名字叫什么？
And the name of the king is
大卫王。
Is David.
那请问在这个时候大卫王离开他们已经有多久？
So let me ask you, at that time, how long had David been gone?
这个时候这个是西底家也是最后一个王的时间，那么大卫王离开他们有多远？
So David was the first king, and this is at the time of the last king. So how long has this been?
起码350年了。
At least 350 years.
大卫王离开他们有350年到400年的时间，已经很远了。
So David's been departed for 350 50 or 400 years.
但是现在神对他说，我要给你们一个大卫王。
But God says to them that I will raise up David, your king.
什么意思？
What does
难道从大卫把他从坟墓里面再叫出来吗？
That doesn't mean to call David back up from his tomb.
到31章再下去看。
In chapter
31. 31章27节28节。
Verses 27 and 28.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要把人的种和牲畜的种播种在以色列家和犹大家，我先前怎样留意将他们拔出撤毁毁坏倾覆苦害，也必照样留意将他们怎么样建立栽植。这是耶和华说的。
Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast, as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to overthrow, and to destroy, and to bring disaster, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord.
在这里有一个词出现，叫做 seed.
You see this word seed in verse 27.
那么中文叫做种的人的种。这些话都是隐藏的话。
These are all hidden words.
不管这边讲大卫王也好，
whether,
像这个人的种也好。
Whether it is the mention of King David or the mention of seed of the man.
或者上一次我讲到公义的苗裔。
Or the seed of righteousness.
啊，这些话语都是神当时讲的叫做隐藏的话。
So all these words of God were hidden at the time.
今天我们有启示，我们知道这都是指什么说的。
Today we have the revelation to understand what all these are referring to.
这个种从亚当的犯罪以后的第一天神就已经预言了。
The seed, God had prophesied concerning the seed even the days of Adam ever since he sinned.
S-E-E-D 亚当哪一天听到这个句话的？
When did Adam hear that word?
当他犯罪的时候。
After he sinned.
神到伊甸园里面找他们。
God came to the Garden of Eden to look for them.
在神的面前有亚当、夏娃还有一位。
There were three present before God, Adam, Eve, and
蛇。
The serpent.
在那个场合耶和华神说了一句很重要的话。
At that time, the Lord God said,
他对 蛇说，
He said to the serpent,
有一天你的种要跟女人的种互相为敌。
That one day your seed and the seed of the woman will become enemies.
再有一句，第二句，女人的后裔要什么？打破你的头。
And the seed of the woman will crush your head.
有没有？那里就是说到一个预言。
So that is a prophecy already.
神要战胜撒旦的方法不是说从神的宝座说来人啊把他给拿下去砍了他的脑袋，不是这个方法。
The way that God will overcome the enemy is not to just give a command to take up the enemy from his throne.
神能不能这样做？
Can God do that?
当然可以。
Of course.
加百列来把撒旦给我拿去砍了。
He can just say to Gabriel, bring me Satan and execute him.
但神不是这样子来打败他的仇敌。
But that's not how God defeats the enemy.
神要打败他的仇敌是用一个很奇怪的方法。
He uses a very strange method.
他要有兴起一个人。
He will raise up a man.
这个人与众不同。
Who is different than the rest?
他叫女人的种。
He is the seed of the woman.
所有全世界的人都是什么？男人的种。
Everyone born in this world, we're all seed of a man.
只有这里有一个人独特的，他是女人的种。
But this person is different. He is born of a seed of a woman.
这是全本圣经唯一的一个人。
And he's the only one in this whole entire Bible.
神就说了预言，说这个人要打破你的头。
And God prophesied that this man will crush your head.
请问这个女人的种是谁？
And the seed of man is, the seed of the woman is
耶稣。所以耶稣是童贞女玛利亚所生的，就这么一个。
And, That's because Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary.
这就是他战胜仇敌的那一个应验。
And that is the sign that he will overcome the enemy.
那现在神为什么用老大功夫又把他们从巴比伦70年后要带回来呢？
So now, why does God spend all this energy and bring them all back from Babylon?
因为我要给你们大卫王。
Because he said, I will give you King David.
我要给你们这个种，要继续下来。
I will give you the seed.
因为这个种是藏在亚伯拉罕的后裔里头的。
Because the seed is hidden, in the descendants of Abraham.
人类整个的盼望是在这个种的身上。
The hope of all humankind, lies on the seed.
虽然你们做这些得罪神的事，我把你们通通搬到巴比伦去。
Even though you've done all these horrible things against God, and I took you away from your land.
但是我的工作还没有完呢。
But my work is not finished.
我还要拯救整个的人类啊。
I will save the human race.
如果我把你们全部灭亡的话，那我的工作不是就完了吗？
If God were to destroy everybody, then his work is
done. 神为了救人类，他要保存这个种。
But he doesn't want to destroy humankind. He wants to save humankind, so he saved the seed.
我还要把你们从埃及带回来，从巴比伦带回来。
So that's why God said, I will bring you back from Babylon.
这是神怜悯我们的原因。
That's why God
怜悯犹太人的原因。
He had mercy on the Israelites.
那么同样的道理，当年是这样来在犹太人选民身上做工。
In the same way that God had done this work in the life of his chosen people back then.
今天神在新约的选民上还要做同样的事。
Today he'll do the same work in the chosen people of the New Testament.
因为历史是重演。
Because history often replaces.
今天不管教会堕落到什么程度。
Regardless how the church has fallen.
今天的教会，你去看我最近读了一个Newsweek 的这个报告，叫做 Mega Church.
I read an article on Mega Church in Newsweek recently.
因为美国现在最兴旺的教会叫做 Mega Church.
Because these kind of churches are very prosperous in this country now.
今天的教会最人所谓最成功的教会是这一种类型的。
They're considered the most successful churches.
那这种类型为什么能够上千上万的人来聚会呢？
Why do they have tens of thousands of people gathering together to worship there?
从 Newsweek 来看。
From that article Newsweek.
他说因为这里面这些人带领的人很多是哈佛或者 Ivy League 的 MBA 毕业的 program.
It says that lots of the leaders of these churches are graduates of MBA programs in Ivy League schools.
他们用 run 美国这些成功企业的方法来 run 神的教会。
They run the church as if they were running a corporation.
那么总结来讲，这种成功教会有三个原则，叫 ABC。
There are three principles as to why the megachurch are successful.
如果你要成功在这个世，在这个宗教的世界里面，你可以抓到三个原则，你就可以成千上万的人到你们的教堂来。
If you learn these three principles, you can become successful in the religious world.
那哪三个 ABC 呢？
And the acronym they gave to these three principles are ABC.
要不要听？
Do you want to hear them?
要不要学?
Do you want to learn?
A, attendance. 中文是什么? 出席率。
A is for attendance.
你要让出席率高。
You need to have high attendance.
所以你要想办法让吸引人来。
So you need to try to draw people to you.
第二, B.
B is?
Building.建筑物
Your building.
你要盖最大的教堂 最大的这个 facility.
You need to build the biggest building and facility.
第三 C.
And C is?
Cash. 你能够抓住这三个你就成功。
If you're able to be successful on these three principles, then you'll be a successful church.
这是今天 Mega Church 的原则。
That's the principle that the mega churches are running on.
你听不见 Christ.
You don't hear the word Christ in this.
你听见的是 cash.
But cash.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters.
教会到了末期,
The church is at its end times.
完全就是世界的一个宗教企业而已。
It becomes an enterprise, a religious enterprise in this world.
你要吸引人来讲人喜欢听的话。
You attract people by saying the things they want to hear.
你不要讲这些什么十字架，这个太可怕了。
Don't talk about the cross because it's frightening.
但是，如果耶利米看到今天的情况，他恐怕要从坟墓里面跳出来。
If Jeremiah is seeing what's going on in this world today, he would probably jump up from his grave.
哎呀，在这样的一个时代里头，一切都变质。
In a generation like this, everything, the true value of things have changed.
但是神并没有放弃，神要把我们一样经过这个火。像当年的选民经过这个火是一样的。
But God will not give up. He will lead us through the fire just as He's left the Israelites through the fire.
因为神的目标是清楚的。
Because God's goal is clear.
只有经过这个火才会什么东西被带出来，大卫王。
Only when you have gone through the fire would the King David be brought out.
如果没有经过这个火的炼净，教会不能够成为纯金啊。
If you're not refined by the fire, you will not become pure gold. In the New Jerusalem, you will see gold everywhere. So the church has to be pure gold.
要大卫要神的儿子要做这个神的殿的神的家的主。
If the son of God is to become the head of this household.
所以神就把这个盼望说在犹太人的里面。
So God gave the Israelites this hope.
所以今天对我们这个时候还是一样，神的信息没有改。
His message is still the same today for us.
大卫王是神的家的，最后的要带出来，愿你的国降临。这个国就是他的儿子耶稣基督，他做王。
When God said, May your kingdom come, that kingdom is to be brought out through his son. He is going to be the head of that kingdom.
这不是口号。
It's not just a slogan.
这必须是实际。
It has to be a reality.
这必须是我们每一个基督徒在今天每天的生活中能够经历的实际。基督在我们生活中到底是不是已经登宝座掌王权，在我们个人，在我们教会。
That has to be a reality that we experience in our daily life. Has Christ really become the king of your kingdom, of your life, and of this church?
大局可以叫做随波逐流。
The world can go with the flow.
但是活的鱼才能够怎么样逆流而上。
But only a live fish can go against the grain.
能够逆流而上的活鱼就是有意向的人。
If you can go against the grain, then you are a person with vision.
如果你有这天上的意象，你就能够像耶利米一样顶住这个潮流而上。
Then if you have this vision, you can be like Jeremiah and stand against the flow.
非常孤单。
It's a very lonely place.
因为在那个时候，愿意走这条路的人要付极高的代价。
Because if you're willing to walk this way, you must be willing to pay a very high price.
他甚至被关到地窖里头去。
Even if you are jailed in a dungeon.
因为皇帝听不下去他的话。
Because the king couldn't stand his words.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我个人深信我们剩下来没有几年。
I personally believe that there's not much time left.
因为神告诉我们这些兆头都在我们这一代看见。
Because the signs that God's given us, we're all seeing with our own eyes.
所以要像耶利米一样。
So be like Jeremiah.
做一个警醒的人。
Be an alert person.
做一个合乎他心意的仆人。
Be a servant that is pleasing to God's heart.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
愿意吗？
You willing?
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的话永远不改变。
Your word never changes.
你怎么说，事情就怎么成就。
Things are done according to what you say.
虽然人拒绝，人藐视你的话。
Even though people reject and they look down upon your word.
但是主啊，你的话一点一话都不能废去。
But Lord, we know that your words will not pass away.
求你加增我们的信心。
We pray, Lord, that you will give us faith.
把耶利米，你赐给耶利米的灵也赐给我们。
Give us the spirit that you gave to Jeremiah.
让我们尊重 相信你的话。
Help us to believe and respect your word.
虽然眼睛所看见的好像跟事实跟你的话不符合。
Even though what we see may be different than what your word says.
但是所看见的是暂时的。
But what we see is only temporary.
那个看不见的才是真实的，是永远的。
What is hidden from our view is what's true and what's everlasting.
求你给我们这样的信心。
Give us such a faith.
给我们这样的执着。
Give us such a determination.
让我们能够坚持到底，能够被你称许。
So that we can hold fast till the end.
求你帮助我们。
We pray for you to help us.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you.